Today's Shi'ez Masechta Zvachim Dav Kuv Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Dav Kuv Zayin on the Be'ez. The last words on the Boy Rava. Ha'amalam. Somebody brings on top of the Bechutz Lazara, Rosh Ben Yoina, the head of a pigeon, which aimed by Kazayas, that doesn't have Kazayas. And as we learned in our previous year, the Halacha says that Yechayev for Malah B'chutz only if it has a Kazayas. So the Gemara's question is, this doesn't have a Kazayas, but we know that salt has to be always put on all Kabbanas. Al-Kabbancha Takriv Melech. All Kabbanas have to have salt. And the salt that was placed on top of the carbon, Melech Mashlim L'Kazayis. If the salt can make it be a Kazayis. There's no question, explain the Rishonim, that in the Beis HaMikdash, when we're burning a carbon, the fact that it has a Kazayis or doesn't have a Kazayis, that you have to put it on the Mizbeach if it's something that it has to be put on the Mizbeach. The question here is that we're learning in our sugyas, the halacha of halacha b'chutz, of putting something up outside the Mizbeach. And by putting it upside outside the Mizbeach, it becomes possible. The question here now will be is, what will be the halacha to be chayiv, the halacha b'chutz, in a case where it's only through the salt that you have a kazayis? Amalei Rava Mipizukula Ravashi, Lav Hain Plukted Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Is this not the subject of the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that we discussed at the end of our previous year, when we have meat of a carbon, but it's not a kazayis, but the bone is what makes it into a kazayis? Is that going to be considered like we have a kazayis? The Rabbi Yochanan held that it was considered under those circumstances like kazayis, and Reish Lakish held that it's not considered a kazayis under those circumstances. So I asked the Gemara, is this not the same question? Says the Gemara, Tebayla Rabbi Yochanan, Tebayla Reish Lakish. It's not necessarily, says the Gemara, that what was the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that sugya will be the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan this sugya, and similarly, Reish Lakish's opinion will not necessarily be the same. And Mar explains, Tebayla Rabbi Yochanan, because at Kan Lakom Rabbi Yochanan Hasam, in our previous year, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's considered a kazayis, ela etzim, the mina de basahu. Bone and meat are all the same. They're all part of the meat that's on a carbon. Ava melech, when we speak about salt, the lav mina de bar yoinahu, it's not the same as a pigeon. It's totally external. It's salt. Loi, maybe even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that it cannot combine to be a kazayis. On the other hand, to Tebayla Reish Lakish, the same question could be posed according to Reish Lakish. For at Kan Lakom Reish Lakish Hasam, in our previous year, that was what Reish Lakish said, Ela di Parshmina, the halacha would be that if the bone separated from the meat, Lav Mitzvah Lasuki, there is no mitzvah to put the bone back onto the Mizbeach when you have a regular carbon. And since there's no mitzvah to put the bone back on the Mizbeach when you have a regular, when you have bone, therefore, it doesn't combine to become a kazayis. Avalacha, but when we speak about salt, the parish, that if the salt falls off the carbon, the halacha is mitzvah lafuke. There's a mitzvah to put the salt back on. For as we said earlier, Tarek Dosha says, V'loisajbis melech brisal kecho, what's included in that is not just that we have to salt the kabbanis. There's something much deeper said over here. And that is that the salt, and this is what I saw, that both the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav take this approach. Their approach is that the salt is not just that there's a din that meat that's put on the carbon has to be salted. There has to be salt on the meat when it's put on the Mizbeach. If there has to be salt on the meat when it's on the Mizbeach, so now we could well understand that if the salt falls off for some reason, it has to be put back on. And therefore, Rish Lakish will agree that the salt is considered much more connected to the meat than the bone is considered to the, connected to meat. Or we can make an argument, the Lashana. And Rabbi Yochanan will follow his opinion that the bone could be part of the, is connected to the meat for kazayis, and the salt is connected to the meat for kazayis. And Rish Lakish will hold that neither the bone nor the salt are connected to the meat. And the Gemara remains with a take, the Gemara doesn't resolve this question. We learned in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yosef Aglili said that if somebody did shechita on a carbon inside the Azara, and then he brought it up outside the Azara, or he's chayiv. However, if the shechita was done outside the Azara, and that carbon that had shechita outside the Azara, that was put up outside the Azara, then you'll be potter. Because he only put, in that case, he put on the Mizbeach something that is possible. Said the Chacham to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, if your argument is correct, that if what you're putting on b'chutz is something possible, and therefore there's no chiv for halah b'chutz, so then the halacha ought to be that if somebody shechs b'fnim and takes it out, so the taking out makes a possible. And if you're saying there's no chiyuv for halal chutz, why do you say that if somebody shecht b'fnim and halal b'chutz, are you chayiv? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says that there were two tanoim that came to defend Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Says the Gemara, Heshiv Rabbi Tachs of Yossi Aglili. Rabbi attempted to defend Rabbi Yossi Aglili because ma'al shecht b'fnim, or mal b'chutz. In the case where the shechit was done inside the Azara, and the law was done outside the Azara, shayis lo shasa kosher. There was, at a certain point, where this carbon was kosher. If you would have continued and done the shechita, the halal b'fnim, everything would have been fine. Whereas, time of a shaykh b'chutz or mal b'chutz, when the shechit was done b'chutz, shayis lo shasa kosher, there was never a moment that this carbon was a kosher carbon. And therefore, it can't be, the two situations are not the same. And this is what we learned earlier in our Masechta many times, the concept of kosher psula b'kodesh. And Rashi says that if the psul, if the disqualification only becomes after it was in the Azara, that's called psula b'kodesh. However, if the disqualification happened before it was brought to the Azara, that's not called psula b'kodesh. Tosfos has a different definition of kol psula b'kodesh. Tosfos says the definition of kol psula b'kodesh is a disqualification that came after the shechita. But here we have a disqualification that came before the shechita. Eishir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Now says the Gemara, the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon tachs Rabbi Yosef Aglili wants to defend Rabbi Yosef Aglili that differentiates between where the shechita was b'fnim and halah b'chutz. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says you'll be chayiv, but if the shechita was b'chutz and the halah was b'chutz, Rabbi Yosef Aglili will hold you potter. He says ma'al shech b'fnim and ma'al b'chutz shekein kodesh mekabloi. What would be the halacha if this carbon that was shecht b'fnim and then taken outside was brought back in? The halacha is that such a carbon, if you would put it on the mizbeach, it would be imala lo yared. However, time b'shech b'chutz shen kodesh makabloi, that the halach is that if it was shechita b'chutz and it was put in the mizbeach afterwards, it would be imala yared. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what is the practical nafkamina between the two explanations that the Gemara has offered in the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Aglili? Says the Gemara, the Amar Ziri Shechitas Laila Ika B'nayu. If the carbon was brought by night, if the Shechita was done by night. So according to Rabbi, the halach is that somebody who puts up a carbon that was brought by night, he would be potter. Because such a carbon never had a Shasa Kosher. Because the halach is that Shechita by night is possible. And therefore, this was never a carbon that was meant to be on the Mizbeach. since there was never carbon that was meant to be in Mizbeach, so there's not, Rabbi Yosef Glili will say that you're not chayiv. Another nafkami, according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, the halacha is that this, since this is a case where the carbon became possible in the Azara, and the halacha is that any carbon that became possible in the Azara, amala lo yerid. Another nafkamina suggests the Gemara, Rabbi Amar, Kabbalah b'kli chol ik benayu. If the Kabbalah's dam that was done with a kli chol, which is not a kli shoris. So according to Rabbi, the halacha is that somebody, since it never had a shasa kosher, the carbon was, the Kabbalah's dam was a kli chol, it never was done properly, it won't be pos, it won't have this din of Allah's chutz. According to Blazer, Rav Shimon, since this was, since this is a situation where it was done in the Azara and it would be in Malala Yerid, so therefore it would, you would be chayiv. I did see that the Karen Oyrus suggests that what the Gemara is not suggesting necessarily, that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Rebbe are arguing. They're both giving different views of the opinion of Yosef Aglili, and both, and they can be accept, each one can accept the other one's view. What the Gemara is pointing out is each one accept, only accepts his own opinion. These two nafkaminas would be the nafkamina. But if what both of them are just doing are giving different explanations of Rabbi Yosef Glili, but both explanations could actually be correct, then all of these halachas, then everybody would be agreeing in the nafkaminas as well. We learned in the Mishnah, Tamash Achol Ben Kodesh. The Mishnah taught us that if a person who's Tamei ate Kodesh, which is Tahor, or Kodesh that's not Tahor Yechayiv. Rabbi Yosef Glili said in the Mishnah, if somebody who's Tamei ate something which is Tahor, he's Chayiv. But if a Tamei individual ate Kodshim, which are Tamei, then he's Potter, because he ate something which is Tamei. Said the Chachamim, if you are correct that when a Tamei person eats kachim that a Tamei, you're potter, so then when a Tamei person touches food that's tahor, it becomes Tamei. And if that's the case, according to the way you're explaining, we'll never have a case for a Tamei person being chayif eating kachim. Says the Gemara, and because of that question, says the Gemara, Shabbat Kamali Rabban Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The Rabban's question to Rabbi Yosef Aglili is a very good question. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rava, Kol Hecha De Nitma B'Tumas Aguf, in every situation where a person became Tamei, Vakach Nitma Basar, and even afterwards the Basar, the meat, Kotcha meat, became Tamei, the Kula Amale Pligi, everybody, both Rabbanan and both Rabbi Yosef Aglili, will be in agreement. The chayiv, the person who ate this, will be chayiv. Shekein tumas aguf b'koros, eating kachim when you are tamei, when the person is tamei, is a chayiv koros. And what the Gemara begins now to discuss is there's a concept which the Gemara holds, everybody agrees, and that's the concept of ein isachal al isser. Something which is already osur cannot become more osur once, cannot become osur again once it was osur. The pasuk says the meisubar kaychalalua, that a kohen that's tamei a truma that's tamei, he's not chayiv misa to eating truma when he's tamei, because there is no isra of eating. The isser of eating truma when you're tamei cannot be chal on the isser of truma tamei. But here we're talking about when the meat was not tamei, and therefore when you were tamei, when the person was tamei, that the halach is everybody will agree that you are tamei and you're not allowed to eat a piece of meat that's kachim. So the fact that the piece of meat also became tamei is irrelevant. The question here is like this: shenitma basar. Now, somebody eats meat that's tamei, it's osur, but there's no chiv chatas for doing so. V'akach nitnagov. And then you became Tomei. The Rabbanan Savari, the Rabbanan say, there's a concept of migui. And the concept of migui in Shas is normally identified as what's known as an Isser Koil. That an Isser Koil means that the person now became Tomei. Now they became Tomei, the person may not eat any kachim. So Isser Koil says that even though this piece of meat that was Tomei was already Usser, it gets included Isser Koil with all the other meat that will now be Usser for this person who became Tomei Teet. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Yosef Glili, in explaining the concept of Enes Echalal Isser, does not agree that when you have a situation of an Isser Koil, then we don't say Enes Echalal Isser. In other words, by an Isser Moisev, where the person was Tomei, and then the meat became Tomei, that's an Isser Moisev, Rabbi Yosef Glili will agree. By Isser Koil, he won't agree. Says the Gemara, asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Ned, the Miguel Oyamrinan, when he indeed doesn't accept the concept of Isser Koil, but here you had Tesi Tumas Aguf, the Chamira, we have another consideration. As we said a moment ago, the Isser of eating Kachim when you are Tomei, Tumas Aguf, is a Chi of Karis, and there, Tachal B'Tumas Basar, which means when the second Isser is more significant than the first Isser, he does agree to the concept of Isser Chalal Isser. And here, when the meat was Tomei and you became Tomei, it's the second Isser is more severe. It's a Chiv Karis than the first Isser. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi Mermai, Tumas Aguf Chamura, why are you so quick to suggest that becoming Tomei and eating Kachim is a more severe Isser, because it comes with the Chiv Karis, then with Tumas Basa Chamura, maybe the meat that becomes Tomei is a more severe Isser. She can't ain't like Tav Mikvah. A person that becomes Tomei, even though, as we're saying, it's a severe Isser, if such an individual eats Kachim, Chiv Karis, but it's an Isser that could be removed by going to the mikvah. Whereas eating Kachim, which has Tomei, which is Osir, but doesn't carry with it a Chiv Karis, can never be removed. It says the Mishnah Chaim B'Shchitim V'Aliyah, in certain ways, the halachas of Shchitas Chutz are stricter than the Chiyuvim of Aliyah B'Chutz, and in certain ways, Aliyah is more strict than Shchita. And Mishnah explains itself. Chaim B'Shchita, Sheshoichet Lehejit, if somebody shechts with intention that it should be eaten by a hedjit, chayif, it's still considered shaykh b'chutz. However, hamala lehedjit, when the halal was done, it was done with the intention of lehedjit, you will be potter. On the other hand, chayim b'aliyah, when we speak about aliyah, it's more severe, because the halacha is that shnayim sh'ochsu b'sak v'shachtu, if two people held onto the knife and did the shechita together, it will not be considered a case of shechutei chutz. Whereas if shnayim shachsu be'aver, if two people took a piece of that carbon and that has the proper size, v'hela, and he puts it b'chutz, they will be chayiv. The Rabbi Kivega has a question. We learned in our previous shir that zrika is also considered an act that may not be done b'chutz. But the question is, we just learned in our Mishnah that one of the big differences between Shchitas Chutz and Alas Chutz is Shnaim She'achsu. So the question is, why would be the halacha if two people combined to do the Zrika B'chutz? Will it have a din like Shchita, or will it have a din like Halal? And he says, it's really connected to what we learned in our previous year. How do we know that the halacha is that Yechayif is Zrikas Chutz? According to Rabbi Shmuel, he learned it from the pasuk Dam Yechashev, and therefore it's learned from Shchutei Chutz. Rabbi Kiva, however, learned it from Oy Zevach, and that he learned it from Halas Chutz. So that would be a Nafkamina. According to Rabbi Shmuel, they learned it from Shchutei Chutz. So just like Shnayim that did the Shchita together, the Mishnah just taught us Yepater, so too will be the Halacha by Zrika. according to Rikiva, who learned it from Halal, so just like our Mishnah said that Shnaim, if two people did the Halal b'chutz together, they're chayiv, so too will be the halacha here, that if Shnaim did the Zrika together, they'll be chayiv. Our Gemara just taught us the halacha, that Shnaim sheshachtu is potter, Shnaim sheshachtu is potter, and Shnaim shehelu, the halacha is yechayiv. So the Achronim ask that we know b'chol ha'tayr kula, particularly by Shabbos, that halacha Shnaim shesu is potter. So why over here would the Gemara say that Shnaim shehelu is chayiv? So the Pnei Yeshua says that it could well be that the halacha is specifically said by Hilchos Shabbos. In other words, there's a fundamental question. The halacha of Shnaim Shesua. We know by Shabbos the halacha is that Shnaim Shesua is potter. Gemara teaches that. And the question is that applicable b'chol ha'Torah kula? And therefore, points out the Pnei Yeshua, it could be that it's only applicable by Shabbos, where the pasuk says by Soisa, and there's a special limit that Shnaim Shesua potter, but it doesn't necessarily apply to other places in halacha. Even in Shabbos, there are questions. The halacha is, for example, I saw that the Paiskim discuss, what would be the halacha if two people carried muksa together? Will we apply the camp? Do we say that if by a malacha d'oraisa on Shabbos, we say Shnaim Shesu Ptura, and we say kol the tikkun rabbanon kein d'oraisa tikkun, and therefore the halacha will be that Shnaim Shesu, if two people carry muksa, they may be potter. There are others, however, say that maybe it's chayiv. It's not the same as other halachas. In the malachas of Shabbos in the Torah, there's such a halacha, but there isn't such a halacha anywhere else. Rav Yitzchak Chanan, in his Sefer Ber Yitzchak, certainly suggests that if somebody on Shabbos has to have a malacha done on their behalf, and we know that Amira La'akum Shvus, the Isser of asking a Nochri to do malacha on Shabbos on one's hand, on behalf of somebody, is the Isser Drabonon. And in a certain circumstances, those Isurim are waived. So suggest Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan that if you're going to have two Nochrim do malacha on your behalf, you'll have two reasons. It's a Shvus to Shvus. First of all, it's a Nochri doing the mitzvah. And number two, it's being done in a way of Shnaim Shesua. We were learning everybody agrees that doing a malach on Shabbos with Shnaim Shesua is potter, and therefore there could be a strong argument that there's room for leniency in that case. So I saw that the Chashuk Yechemet has a very interesting question. The Tayag Dosha says that if one has a roof that's accessible, the halach is Vasisa Mak Lagagecha, you make a bracha when you make the fence. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu lasis makom. The Shevet Alevi and others suggest that since this is a mitzvah that comes so infrequently, it might be appropriate to make a shechionu and therefore to maybe put on a new garment or bring a fruit that you haven't eaten and make a shechionu. And here we have two individuals who built a house together, and they both want to have the privilege of this mitzvah. But the question is, who should get it? So there's two options. One option is that they should draw a raffle, who should get the schus to do the mitzvah. The other option is that they should both do it together. So we have here in the Gemara a discussion about Shnaim Shesua. But we also just said that maybe the concept of Shnaim Shesua is a special p'tor when the Torah has a lima to tell us, like by Shabbos, by Soisa. But in other cases, maybe Shnaim Shesua, the halacha is that it's not a problem. And if two people together participate in a mitzvah, there is no issue. That's still a proper way of doing a mitzvah. Davni Nezer in Yerudei Simon Shin Tzadik Beis Siv Katan Yud Beis says that just like we're seeing when it comes to Aveira, Shnaim Shasua is a way that you're not considered that you actually did the Aveira, so too will be the Halacha by a mitzvah. That Shnaim Shasua is not considered is not considered proper way to do the mitzvah. He quotes a psak, the Cheshuki Chemet, so quotes a psak from his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal, who says, well, there's a shul that has many Levim and not that many Kohanim. And when it comes to duchening, there, every Levi wants to have the opportunity to wash the hands of the Kohen, but there aren't enough Levim. So two Levim want to participate in doing the washing of the hands of the Levi. And he says that, no, if according to the Avni Nezer, that Shnaim Shesua, when two people do a mitzvah together, it's not considered a proper performance of the mitzvah. Here too, it won't be considered a proper performance of the mitzvah. But then he wants to suggest that maybe the mitzvah of Makkah is different than everything else. He explains. He says, by other mitzvahs, there's a way to do a mitzvah, and there's a way not to do the mitzvah. And the Torah is teaching us, certainly according to the Avni Nezer, that Shnaim Shesua, that when two people do a mitzvah, it's not considered the proper way of doing a mitzvah. He says, when we speak about the mitzvah of Makkah, the mitzvah of making a fence around the roof, it's an entirely different mitzvah. He says, the mitzvah of Makkah means that we have an obligation to make our homes safe, that it shouldn't be dangerous in our home because there's no fence around the roof. When it's a case like that, he wants to suggest, so if two people participating and taking away this mikshel and taking away this danger maybe are considered a proper way of doing a mitzvah. But he's not quite certain. And then he says a very interesting psak. There's a very famous Machna Ephraim. He says, what will be the halacha? We're making a fence around the roof, but I'm not qualified. I'm not able to build a fence. So will I be able to make a bracha? I hire somebody to make the fence, but I'm not actually building the fence. Will I be mekayim the mitzvah in such a fashion? So he says that the Machna Ephraim says that if I hire a worker is different than a shliach. A payel is considered an extension of the person who does, is considered an extension of the person who employed him. So he says that these two people who are partners in the building of the house should hire a worker to build the fence. By hiring the worker who does the fence, so then we're both participating in the mitzvah. What he doesn't address is that, yes, both of us are now participating and being able to make the bracha because we hired a worker. But he still doesn't say which one of us will get the opportunity to make the bracha. Can we both make the bracha? Or only one of us, yes, the two of us together hired the worker, we're both participating and paying for it, and that's why a bracha is in order, but who should make the bracha? That part he doesn't point out. Says the Mishnah, hell up, somebody brought up the aver of a carbon b'chutz b'shagig, and now he discovered that what he did is asur. V'chaz v'hela, and then he does it again. V'chaz v'hela, and he does it again. Chayev akol aliyah. So every act of halal b'chutz, you're going to be chayev a separate carbon chatas divrei Reb Shimon. That is the opinion of Shimon. Reb Yossi holds en chayev alachas, the only chayev one. Rashi says that we're speaking here about a situation that they're all from one carbon, from one animal. Still, since there was yediya, you became aware of what you did between every animal, between every halal, yechayiv. The Ritvas says that it's only speaking about where there were different avarim for one animal. But he says, if It says a chiddush that if it was different animals, even if there was no yediyah in between, since what you're bringing up in the mizbeach is from different animals, you'll be chayiv. You will be chayiv for each one separately, even if there was no yediyah in between. V'ena chayiv. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, v'ena chayiv atshal l'rosh mizbeach. You're not chayiv for the savera until you put it on the top of the mizbeach. Rav Shimon Omer, afila hella al sela al evan chayiv. You do not have to put it on top of the mizbeach. Wherever you put it, and chutz, you'll be chayiv. Ask the Gemara. Mashna mahamal led you to potter. Why did the Mishnah begin by teaching us the halacha that if somebody does halos chutz for a hedi to potter? The ksiv, because the pasuk says, v'pesach oil moed lo yivenu lasas oisoy l'ashem. So he says that it has to be, that you only chayiv when you did l'ashem. But ask the Gemara, b'shchita nami ksiv, the pasuk says, v'pesach oil moed lo vioy l'kraker kabim l'ashem. So the halacha by shchita and halah, ask the Gemara, ought to be the same. Answers the Gemara, shani hasam, da makra, ishish mi beis Yisrael, ashishka shara kesav ha'ez b'machna. The pasuk says the word ish twice to teach us that even if you had in mind l'shem ish, that you chayiv, l'shem hedjit. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, gab alo namiksiv. By alo, the Torah also uses that type of wording, ish ish mi beis Yisrael. Says the Gemara, that we need the pasuk to teach us the halacha that we just learned, that if two people did halacha together, chayovim. Says the Gemara, ihachi, if that's the way you're going to learn, hachinami, say the same by shechita. Mibayle will say that the purpose of ish ish is to teach us the shnaim shachs b'sak b'shachtu, if two people participated together in the shechita, the chayovim. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, where the Pasuk by Shechita says, Dama Krava Nikrasa Ishahu Mikarev Amai. From here we learn, Echad V'loshnaim. And therefore, the Ish Ish cannot be available to tell us that Shnaim Sheshach Du Achayovim. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Yachi Nam Gabi Halah, Nam Yoksiv V'nikrasa Ishahu Mi'amav, and that should be a proof that Shnaim Shehalu should be Potter. Answers the Gemara, that pasuk of v'nichras ha'ishahu mi'amav mi'boile lemute b'shogig oynas ha'mutar, that there's no chiv if somebody did it b'shogig, that he didn't realize that a bama is osur. We speak often in our shiurim that bamas are osur b'zman hazeh. He didn't know that halacha. Well, he did it onus, that he thought that you're allowed to do this and you're not to. Oy mutter. Mutter means that somebody else told him that what you're doing is permissible, and they fooled him into doing what he did, told him what's permissible, or maybe it's not a carbon, and that's why he made a mistake, and that's why in that case you potter. So Tysus asks the obvious question. We know b'chol ha'Torah kula, the rule is Oynus Rachmana Patri, that somebody does a veira ba'oynus is potter. So why do we need this pasuk? Why do we need a special pasuk? Oynus Rachmana Patri says Tosfos that we needed to teach us the case of Oymer Mutter. If somebody thought that what he's doing is permissible, that's not Oynus Rachmana Patri. The Rajba quotes the Ravid. He says that since the Torah, when it discusses the Isser of Shkutei Chutz, uses the term dam shofach, he spilled blood. So we would think that it's similar to the act of murder. The halach is, when it comes to murder, somebody, we know the halach is, has to be ready to give up his own life rather than commit murder. So since the Torah uses similar wording regarding this aveira, dam shofach, to the aveira of murderer, do you think that there's no concept of Oynus Rachmana Patre by Shchutei Chutz? That's why we need this Gemara to teach us. That's why we need a special limb to say that does apply. The Rambam psak is that even though one is supposed to be ready to give up his life rather than commit murder, adultery, or avoid the Zara, he says if one does one of these averis, he's not chayiv a punishment. He says even though he didn't do what he was supposed to do, it's still considered an oinus. So it seems that this Rashba Ravid disagree with the Rambam, because the Rambam applies the concept of oinus rachmana patre even by murder. If the Rambam applies the concept of oinus rachmana patre even by murder, the Rashba's vart that we can't say that maybe this should be treated like murder and not apply the concept of oinus rachmana patre would fall away. Yochi asked the Gemara, if the word hahu is by halah is coming to exclude shogig oinus mutar, so the hachanami, so asked the Gemara by shchitas chutz, would a Torah use the word hahu, we should also say that it's tir mibayla muta oinus shogig mutar, and we shouldn't be able to learn it. That we shouldn't be able to learn from that word that shnaim shasua, that if two people did the shchita together, the potter, answers the Gemara, treyahu ksiva. The Torah says the word ahu by shchute chutz twice. Once it's here to teach us that shnaim shasua potter, and once it's here to teach us that shogig oinus amutter, once it's here to teach us that shogig oinus amutter potter. Ella asked the Gemara, the word Lashem that said, by Shchutei Chutz, Lamali, what do we need it for? We learned from Ish that Yechayiv for Shoychet Lahedjet. So why did the Pasuk say Lashem? Says the Gemara, Lahoitzi, if somebody says, somebody Shechs Bechutz, the Sar Mishtalech, the Sar La'azazel on Yom Kippur, since it's not something that was meant to be Shechted L'Shem Hashem, so then the Halacha will be that it only Shchutei Chutz is applicable by something that was supposed to be Shechted L'Shem Hashem. This is not something that's supposed to be Shechted L'Shem Hashem. And since it's not something that's supposed to be Shechted L'Shem Hashem, then the halacha is that you won't be Chayiv. Chaim Ba'alah, we learned in the Mishnah that halah is stricter than Shchita because Shnaim Shechtu a potter. The Torah, when it speaks about halah b'chutz, says the Gemara, says ish ish mebeis Yisrael umenager shiyoga b'toicham ashiyala oyla zavach ish ish matam leimer. What is the Torah coming to teach us with that? L'nabas shnaim she'achzu be'aver. If two people held the carbon for halu and they did it together, chayiv. So says the Gemara shiyoko. We would have maybe said differently. V'lay dinu. We could have made a counter argument. Uma hashoichet lehedjet. If somebody shechs lehedjet bechutz, we learned yechayiv. Yet we just learned the halacha is that shnaim shechs besakim v'shachdu apaturim. So hamala lehedjet. That the halacha is that you potter. Ain't it then that shnaim shechsu that if two people did the halah bechutz, they ought to be paturim. Tamalaymer. That's why the Torah says ish ish. To tell us that Shnaim She'elu Achayovim Divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Yosemer, the Torah says, by the parsha of Allah B'chutz, V'nichras ha'nefesh ahu ishahu mi'amav, ha'hu echad v'lo Shnaim. So he learns that the halacha of halah applies, also the halacha of Shnaim Shesu is Pturim, is also by halah. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, if that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion, what do we learn from Ish Ish? So the Gemara, we don't learn anything from it. That's the way the Torah expresses itself. Rav Shimon says the Gemara, we learned that Shnaim Shehalu Chayovim, says the Gemara, that's the opinion of Rav Shimon, asked the Gemara, Hahu, which seems to indicate that only if it was done by one is Chayiv, Hahu, what's he going to learn for? Rav Yossi asked the Gemara who uses the ahu to tell us that even by Allah, it's only if one did it, not if two did it. Why? From where will he learn the halacha a shagig oinus amuta? He says the pasuk says hahu, so it could have said, so it's like this tulamudum here. The word who is superfluous, and the hey of hahu is also superfluous. And Rav Shimon, what's he going to learn from this double limud? Says the Gemara, hahu lo darish. Ask the Gemara, Yosi, the high ish ish. Since the Torah says the ish ish by Halos Chutz. We just learned, he says, is not to be considered a limud, because we're going to say, because Dibrei Tarik Loshim Nei Adam. So why Ish Ish, which is mentioned by Shechitas Chutz, Nami, why don't we say that it's there to teach us Dibrei Tarik Loshim Nei Adam? That's just the way the Torah expresses itself. And if that's going to be the case, Ella Shoichet Lehejit, that somebody Shechs Lehejit, we learned in the Mishnah, Schayiv, Menolan, the Chayef, from where will Rav Yossi know this halacha? Answers the Gemara, correct. He holds that Dibrei Tarik Loshim Nei Adam is a overriding concept. And since it's an overriding concept, then we cannot use it to learn from it. He's going to learn the halacha of a Shoichet Lehejit is Chayef from the Pasuk Dam Yechoshel Leshahu Dam Shafach. We learn from here, Vafilu Shoichet Leish. We learned in the Mishnah further, Hela v'chaz v'hela, if you brought many different parts of the animal, the way Rashi learned with separate yediyas in between, yichayev for each case, yichayev for each one, divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Yosi em ein chayev ala achas. Says the Gemara, Amrei Shlokish machloikis, the machloikis of Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi is ba'ab of chamisha avarim, four or five whole avarim. The mass of her, Reb Yossi's opinion is that the key ksiv, that when the pasuk says by Allah schutz, the pesach ayamay lo yiven alasis oisoi lashem, the nichras hanefesh hahumi amav, oisoi, we learned, ala shalom hu chayiv, you only chayiv, and we're going to speak about this more in our coming shurim, you only chayiv for a whole animal, vein chayiv ala chosur, and you're not chayiv when it's not a whole behemoth. It's a kol behemiksiv. It's referring to the entire animal. And the Torah is teaching us that you're only chayiv if you brought up the whole animal, and you're not chayiv if the animal is not whole. And therefore, when you put up four or five avrim of one animal, you're only going to be chayiv once. Or Masover, whereas Reb Shimon's opinion is, I call Aver Aviksiv. The Pasuk is speaking about each Aver individually. And therefore, Yechayah for each Aver separately. But he will agree, Aval Aver Echad. You have one Aver of the animal that you cut up into many pieces and you put each piece up separately. Even Rav Shimon will agree, then Yechayah Velachas. Because you only Chayah once, because you didn't put up the whole Aver, because it's not more than one Aver. Rabbi Yochanan says that when you have a carbon that was brought, that was slaughtered outside of the Azara, you chayiv for a whole Aver. This that we just learned, Lasis Oisoi, Machloikis be'Aver Echad, the Machloikis is when you have one Aver that was slaughtered inside the Azara. And then you cut it up into many pieces. The Masover, Rav Shimon holds, Damaktori Pnim, that if you have an animal that was slaughtered inside the Zara, Shechasru Vehelu B'chutz, but now you don't have the whole Aver, Yechayiv. Because Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon is stricter with a situation where the Shechita was done B'fnim, versus the shechita was done b'chutz. So when you have a situation that the shechita was done b'fnim, and then the halal was done b'chutz, therefore the halach is that yechayiv even if the aver is chaser. Or Masover, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that even averim that the shechita was done b'fnim, there's still a p'tur of a davar chaser. Aval. If it's going to be four or five whole Avarim, according to this interpretation, everybody will agree you chayv in all every Avar. The machlokes will only be if you have a partial Avar. Rav Shimon says if it's a partial Avar from an animal that was slaughtered inside, you'll be chayv for each partial Avar. And Rav Yossi disagrees. Or pliga de ula, and says the Gemara, this interpretation disagrees with what Ula said. Everybody agrees that the shechita was done in the Azara, and then you don't have a whole aver yechayiv. Le'nechka mekter yechutz, shehashru v'chal b'chutz. Where the shechita was done chutz la'zara, and the aloch, and now we don't have a full aver. Mas ver, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that you potter. He says, if the shechita was done chutz la'zara, the aloch is you potter, umas aver, and Rav Shimon holds yechayiv. Ikadamri, but then there's a different version of what Ula holds. Amu Ula, hakol moedim mktari chutz, shechosu v'hele b'chutz. If you have the, if the shechita was done chutz lazara, and then you did halach chutz lazara shupater, if it's not a whole aver, Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon will agree that you're not chayiv. Elo nachkom mktari pnim, shechosu v'hele b'chutz. Where the shechita was done in the azara, and then you don't have a whole aver, and we, and you brought that b'chutz. The mass of Rabbi Yossi holds your potter. Therefore, only in a case where you put them all together will you be chayiv. But each one separately, you're not chayiv. Rabbi Shimon holds you chayiv. Says the Gemara, "Upligi Avud Shmuel Lishna Kam Deula." The Avud Shmuel disagrees with the first version of Ula. Dom Avud Shmuel. Command Mahadrin Paikil Gam Mizbeach. Who is the Tana that holds that if Avrim of a carbon flew off the Mizbeach, we have to put him back on? Command like Rabbi Yossi. It's not like Rabbi Yossi. So now let's think this through. According to the first version of Ula, Rabbi Yossi agrees that anything that was brought inside the Mizbeach, even if it's Chosru, it should be put on the Mizbeach. But this version says that Rabbi Yossi says that even if it was done in the Mizbeach and the Azara, once it flows off, it's potter. Obviously, they're in disagreement. We learned furthermore in the Mishnah Machlokes, where is it considered halos chutz? Rabbi Shimon said, the Tanakam said, Enechayv Achyal Rosh Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon held, even al asel al evan, anywhere it's chayv. Amr of Huna Maitam Rabbi Yossi, that you have to have a Mizbeach. The Pasuk says the Gemara, by Noach, when he came out to the teva, out of the teva, v'yivan erech mizbeach l'Hashem, and he took from the animals that were in the teva as a carbon. So we see from here that even though this wasn't a mizbeach in a mishkan, it wasn't a mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash, in order to be considered a place where you bring a carbon, it has to be built as a mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yochanan, my time to Rav Shimon. From where does Rav Shimon take his opinion that you don't need to have a mizbeach for halos chutz? The ksiv, the pasuk says by Menoach, the father of Shimshon, after he was informed that he's going to have a son, Shimshon, who's going to be a nazir his entire life, the pasuk says, v'yikach Menoach es gdiya izim v'samincha v'yal al atzor l'Hashem. Menoach didn't build a mizbeach. He had a rack, and on the rack, he built on the rack, he brought a carbon. Asked the Gemara, V'idach Nami, V'ksiv, V'wal Reb Shimon do with the Pasuk that we began with, V'noyach, where the Pasuk says, V'yivim Mizbeach L'Hashem? Says the Gemara, Hu Goyva Ba'alma? All we learn from here is that it's not something that could be done on the floor. There has to be some height, but it doesn't have to be a full-fledged Mizbeach. And doesn't even have to be some height. He just did it for convenience purpose. V'idach Nami, what will Rabbi Yossi do with the pasuk by Menoach? V'ikach Menoach, says the Gemara, we can't learn from there because it was a special circumstance. It was on Rosh Hashanah. V'ibai say, Mehan Tam Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon says you need a Mizbeach, Kiretanya, Rav Shimon Omer, the pasuk says, says, so he learns from here that a mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash, there's a requirement that there should be a mizbeach. But when it's not being brought on in the Beis Hamikdash, there's no requirement for mizbeach. Lefikach, hella ala sela ala evan. If you brought the carbon on a sela or oven, you'll be chayiv. Ask the Gemara, the Nana, we're learning that there's no chayiv of a mizbeach by Abama and Cain, why do you need a seller? Yotzi is the halacha should be yotzi mebailei. The Brisa should have said chayiv. The pasuk is teaching us that if somebody, that pasuk speaking about somebody who brings a carbon on a bama when bamas are permitted. Why is the halacha that you brought on a seller chayiv yotzi mebailei? Hakam lefichach. The Brisa is to be understood like this. B'shas bamas are mutter fine. B'shas isa bamas halal seller even. You're going to be chayiv because since when bamas are permissible, that's a permissible way of bringing a carbon. When bamas are asur, it's a prohibited way. By Rabbi Yosef Chanina, according to Rabbi Yossi, that you have to have a mizbeach. Does it have to have a keren? We speak often that the mizbeach had four corners. It had a kevesh, a ramp. It had a yisoid. We spoke much. Ribuah has to be an exact square. Ma'ashi akva b'bama. Do those requirements apply by Obama as well? Amal Abriyimia, Tanya Karen Vakevish Ribua, the Yisoid, the Makfin, the Bama Gedoyla, the Bama that was in Noiv and Givain, or the base Hamigdosh, the Mishkan, have these requirements. However, the Emakfin Bama Katana, they are not required by Bama Katana. And therefore, when one may not bring a carbon on a Bama, what we're speaking about extensively in our Shurim, Halos Chutz, it has to be a mizbech according to Rabbi Yossi, but all these details are not required.